There once was a ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was a Bully of Tea.
It started with a man singing the sea shanty, "Soon May the Weller Man Come," on TikTok, a popular app that lets people get creative with video and sound. As the sea shanty videos started trending, more people would join in and collaborate. What now is a trending topic on social media was once part of the workday for sailors.
A shanty, and some people call it a sea shanty, is a song that's used to coordinate labor and relieve tedium while performing physical labor.
Steve Winnick is a folklife specialist with the Library of Congress. He says the subject matter of these songs can give insight into what life was like on ships before the invention of steam engines.
You know, talking about the kinds of work that people performed on ships, or the way in which people's time was divided and how they spent their time on ships.
Shanties also talked a lot about life on shore. The lyrics would describe the places sailors visited and the people they met.
All of those are sort of encoded into sea shanties, and we can read the shanty texts and figure out a lot of things about people's lives from them.
That includes life on the Great Lakes.
Rolling home, rolling home.
This is Lee Murdoch's rendition of Rolling Home.
Across the sea, rolling home to old Chicago. Rolling home, old town to thee.
It's one of the many shanties collected by Ivan Walton, who traveled across the Great Lakes to learn and preserve the songs.
He started going to lake towns around 1940, interviewing old sailors, which was the only way to get these songs, because these songs were locked in the memories of sailors who had come off of sailing vessels before the turn of the century.
That's Joe Grimm. He's currently a professor of journalism at Michigan State University. Grimm came across Walton's collection in the 1980s, nearly two decades after Walton passed away.
I discovered that he had planned to write a book, but he had never finished the book, and I decided that I would help Professor Walton bring his book out. Professor Walton had passed away in 1968, so he couldn't finish the job, and I thought that I would finish the job for him, trying to be true to his vision, but adding some value to his work.
The Great Lakes songs were either work shanties, story songs describing what life was like, or disaster songs. Through Walton's collection and the lyrics of the songs sung by Great Lakes sailors, Grimm has learned a lot about their lives.
They sang songs about bitter cold winters. They sang songs about lost friends. They sang songs about the perils of working on the lake. And there were myths in there. One of the myths or stories was that every seagull carried the soul of a drowned sailor.
Crew in Milwaukee last October, a chance to get a sight in the schooner called the Big Lure belonging to Detroit.
Walton found most of the songs in port towns, talking to what he called his informants. One of his go-tos was Beaver Island in northern Lake Michigan.
Men who had worked on vessels in the summer were on this island, and they had nothing to do all winter but maybe work in the woods, drink and sing. So you had some really good singers on Beaver Island.
While the songs give us insight into a sailor's life, they also held an important purpose. The beat and cadence would set the pace for crew's work. There would be different songs for different tasks. A sailor that could carry a tune was highly sought after and could earn more money aboard a vessel.
A good shantyman, a lead shantyman, could sing a song as long as the work needed a song without ever repeating a verse.
Both Grimm and Winnick think the rise in popularity of sea shanties is a wonderful thing.
I think they're fun. I think that they're made for anyone. It doesn't matter about your voice quality. They're made for improvising. I think it's wonderful.
Winnick pointed out the ability of the TikTok app to allow people to collaborate allows the songs to reflect how they were often sung out, with a lead shanty man singing the verse and the crew joining in on refrain.
It's a really nice sort of addition to our pandemic life, right? That we're able to actually collaborate with people again musically without being in the same room. So I think it's great all around.
It's also a connection that ties people that never met, much like the songs they sing.
Just as one song on one boat might unify six men in Raising a Sail. These songs tied the whole Great Lakes together. You could go from port to port, and you'd hear the same songs wherever you went, sung by people who might never work together.
On an iron ore vessel you're living to make. I shipped in Chicago, goodbye to the shore. Bound for Escanaba and the red iron ore. Derry down.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Derry down. In the month of September, the 17th day, $2.25 was all they would pay. On a Monday morning from the North Branch did take the schooner E.C. Roberts right out in the lake. Derry down, down, and it's a derry down. The wind from the southward, it blew a fresh gale. And down through Lake Michigan, the Roberts did sail. And down through Lake Michigan, the Roberts did roar. And on Wednesday morning, we went through Death's Door. Derry down, down, and it's a derry.